Mr. Chair, Commission members, members of the public, John Petelnik, Staff Attorney for Game Fish and Parks. Now is the time when we take a hearing, public hearing, actually not public hearing, but open forum, so those individuals that wish to talk about any given topic, I just remind those that are going to speak, you have 3 minutes, and please be courteous to the time, because as you can see, we have a rather lengthy agenda. The first person I have listed is George Vandell. George, I see you're there, so if you want to go ahead and begin your testimony, the floor is yours.
Sure. Yeah, George Vandell, here, South Dakota. The reason I wanted to visit with you folks today is, I guess, just thank you for the extension you made in the prison season. It's been very enjoyable. Just a quick anecdote. My son and I went up to some public land last Sunday, and there were no less than 8 rigs surrounding the area. And at exactly 9:55, about 300 pheasants got up from the area, flew across the fence, and were gone. Those birds are incredibly smart this time of the year. But there's a lot of birds out there. The ratio on that had to have been 10 to 1, hens to roosters. But it was just an enjoyable season. We had a marvelous hunt. We did end up shooting some birds, and we had a great time. And this wouldn't have been possible without your extension of the pheasant season. The one thing I might suggest to you is I spent most of the morning walking around trying to remind myself not to shoot a grouse if it got up. And I guess I might just suggest that next year you consider lining up the grouse season with the pheasant season. Particularly in central and western South Dakota, it's not that uncommon to pick up the occasional grouse and, when you're hunting pheasants, even late in the year. So I guess I'll just leave it with that. But and just from my standpoint, I wanted to tell you that the birds are in good shape. There's a lot of them out there. They're thriving on those game production areas. They're wintering a lot of birds. They're providing a lot of recreational opportunity, and I guess just applaud the department and the commission for making the decision to extend the season. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Otherwise, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vando. The next person I have on my list is Ms. Nancy Hilding. Ms. Hilding, are you there?
There, I unmuted my thing. All right, so this is, all right, so I'm commenting on the finalization of non-meandered waters and something not on the agenda, which is prairie dog acreage surveys. So to be quick, I have 3 minutes for both, right?
That's correct.
Okay, to be quick, I think that the proposed finalization has a sloppy writing of the first paragraph where you're saying that if somebody submits a petition, you are going to consider it at the next regular scheduled meeting and either grant, modify, or deny the petition. If John thinks about this, you're required to have 20 days notice in the newspaper before rulemaking, and you have to spend a couple days sending it back and forth to the newspaper. So you need to modify this to state that it'll be at the next meeting that is at least 24, 25 days after the petition is received to comply with the notice requirements for rulemaking. Okay, so then for the next paragraph, it says that the individual shall take the most direct path to the open non-meandered body of water. I don't see why you want to have that in that, and I will suggest 3 complications. The reason we have this non-meandered water public exclusion is to protect landowners from disturbance. The most direct route might send a boat right by their house or something. The most direct route might send it over shallow water that the keels of some boats can handle and other boats can't because their keel is deeper. And it might send it through duck habitat, which you might not want to send it through in the spring. So I suggest you delete the words most direct path. You guys have to approve the rule as written. And, while going through the rule, you can choose the most direct path or not, depending on the local circumstances. So that's my comment on that. My next thing I'm going to comment on, if I have time, is the
prairie dog. You have 1 minute, man.
All right. prairie dog acreage, you're supposed to do this according to the 2005 management plan every 3 years. There's an interval of 6 years between the upcoming one to be released, and there was an interval of 4 years previously. You're supposed to do it every 3 years. This is not something that South Dakota cooked up independently in 1998 or 1999. The prairie dog was listed, a petition for listing. It got put on the candidate species. The Western state got together in these regions to prove that they were doing good things about prairie dog. And you're, is that meaning my minute is up? Yeah, well.
Yes, please wrap up your testimony.
We didn't just cook up 3 years because of your own whatever. You were working with the multi-state group to work on proving to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that you were responsibly managing prairie dogs so they wouldn't list it. And in 2004, they took it off the candidate species list. And so if you keep up with 3 years like you're supposed to, you need to start doing the survey again this year, not wait another 3 years to do it. Okay, that's it.
Thank you, Ms. Hilding. Is there anyone else on the Zoom call or calling in that would like to give some testimony in the open forum? Hearing no others, Mr. Chair, that concludes the open forum.
Thanks, John. It's my understanding that we have one of the two petitions that you're going to take action on today that is only available for a short window of time. And so to accommodate the petitioner, we're going to allow them at that time to make some brief comments on their petition.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. Thank you for that allowance. I believe Mr. Cody Warren from Rapid City is on the line, and he is limited in the amount of time that he's able to spend with the commission today, and would ask for your allowance to just say a few remarks on his petition and then at least give him the opportunity to share his reason and rationale for submitting the petition, as we'll take that up a little bit later on. So, Mr. Warren, if you're on the phone, we turn it over to you for a few minutes to speak to the commissioners on your petition.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Chairman, and hello to the commissioners. Thanks for taking this time to listen to me here. I've seen in the past and this year hunting on the public land. That's all I do for big game in South Dakota. A lot of people are wearing full camouflage and a baseball hat. Some of the baseball hats are half covered in camo. They'll start walking, hunting, and throw a hoodie over top of their hat so they have no orange on. If they go sit in a draw or under a tree, it's tough to see them. I'm just asking that the commission goes along with our neighboring states and include a 400 square inch above the waist regulation. Some states require a hat and a vest or coat. I think one garment is not enough when it can be a hat. I've seen some YouTube videos of South Dakota hunters on public land, and they have a hoodie over top of their hat. I think they're hard to see if they're laying in the draw and someone else comes into that field a few hours later, they might not be seen. It's all a safety issue. Don't know where else to go from there. Wyoming has a one garment regulation, but theirs requires it to be seen from 360 degrees. South Dakota's does not require that, it just says one exterior garment. But Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska all require a minimum of 400 square inches, and two of those states require a hat along with a vest. So, with that being said, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Warren. We appreciate your input on that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Warren, for taking the time to join the commission meeting today and present on your petition. That'll be on your agenda later on today, most likely, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. And if Mr. Katilnik, if there is nobody else, we can continue on with down the agenda at your pleasure. Okay. So that I'll turn it back over to Scott and continue on with the